Hi guys, welcome back to the Infinite Potential podcast. Today's episode number 7, and we got to speak with the great Jason Christoph. Now, Jason is a health and exercise coach. He studied at the Czech Institute, which brings about some of the most sought-after health professionals on the planet. He himself has written over 1,000 health articles and specialises with people overcoming self-sabotage and addictions. He's got a no-bullshit, hard-hitting approach, which is extremely effective. And he's a living example of the principles that he teaches. So I really enjoyed today's episode. I hope you do too. We spoke about self-sabotage, the dangers of vaccines, mind control, circumcision in infants and how this can affect brain function, and how some of this can be tied back to ancient cults. And general information that's going to help you become a better version of yourself, I believe, and start getting healthy. Everything you do in life is going to start with is going to be impacted by health. So some very important messages in today's episode. I hope you enjoy it. If you want to connect with us on other social media platforms, check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube too. Thank you very much. Enjoy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Infinite Potential podcast. Today, we have Jason Christoph. We've labelled him as
the Master of Truth Bombs.
Yeah, and he's laughed. He said he wouldn't, but he has.
I couldn't keep the smile off my face.
He's been a big inspiration to us for the last couple of years. Highly recommend his Facebook channel and other social media platforms. Jason, over to you. Who are you and where have you come from?
Well, I have a health clinic here in Cornwall, Ontario, Canada. I started that 24 years ago. Of course, it is most fitness clubs portray health as something that they sell. I wasn't healthy. I was sort of doing it for a job. I tell people often that it was a very successful venture to start. And the big problem in our society, and I was one of these problematic people, I didn't have a lot of self-worth or self-esteem. And if you fold that in with some financial abundance, the self-destruction only increases. And it wasn't long. I opened it at 24. It wasn't long before I was 29. I was almost dead, but, you know, kind of killing myself by my own hand. And I had to go hire an advanced healer to sort me out. And today I've taken what she's taught me. I've done the education credentials that she took because I was so interested in how she healed me so quickly. And now I sort of pass that on through my Facebook page into my clients I work one-on-one with. And I try to make sure all my clients at my health club benefit from the knowledge that I have. And a lot of them do, for diet and exercise and lifestyle.
Yeah. Did you look anywhere else? Did you look into the mainstream first? Or have you always looked as like an alternative approach when you found this lady?
Yeah, oddly enough, I didn't look at the mainstream. I knew the mainstream was more about covering up symptoms,
yeah,
or increasing your toxicity or numbing you or tranquilizing you to your... I was already well aware, and I heard that this group of healers, they're called Czech practitioners. Paul Czech is the main master teacher out of Vista, California. Yeah. And I had heard that this group was advanced. And I thought I really needed someone advanced, but what I was really looking for was to fix my body to get back to my self-destruction. So I needed something quick. The way destiny works, she ended up really healing me and changing my life. And even though I continued probably for another 5 years on this hedonistic self-abusive path, the seeds she had planted inside of me started to grow and cultivate and, you know, really helped me foster a better way of life for me, my family, my staff, and, you know, everybody that I came into contact with. I was a really messy person in those years.
Yeah.
Very messy.
So you've spoke about self-sabotage there, and how you've been a victim of it yourself. What would you say is the primary driver of self-sabotage? Can you be traced back to a certain time in most people?
There's a couple reasons people self-sabotage. A lot of self-sabotage has to do with the trauma children are put through in our society. A lot of people have a hard time. They don't trace the origins and, you know, the original sources of what we're doing to our children. Yeah. For example, circumcision. I know it's not that big in the UK, but it's very big here in you know, the US is just across the border here, right across the border from my small town. Circumcision is very big in the US, and it's very big in some other countries. Very traumatic. And this should be obvious. I'm not too sure how much a logical human would, you know, should require another person to tell them how traumatic it is to cut the top of a baby, you know, the male's penis off.
Yeah.
And we have a whole catch basket, a whole Pandora's box of this medical science and government attack on children, even before they're born. Janice Barcelo, a author of the book Medical Birth Trauma, you know, she describes quite clearly that even ultrasound, and she's releasing a new book about the dangers of ultrasound. People aren't aware that a lot of the modalities, and, you know, most of them inside medicine and science, especially the ones direct to the children prior to birth, at birth, and immediately after birth, everything from the vitamin K shot to vaccination to the heel pick. A lot of people don't even know what's going on with their child. Once the child's taken away, they, you know, take blood from the heel. And there's historical origins to why they do these things. People aren't aware of them. So you're producing, we obviously know that there's a lot of broken adults.
Yeah.
We see them on TV. A lot of them are politicians, because, of course, one of the firmly proven pathways of a traumatized child is they cleverly assess their environment, and they see that a lot of the corruption is happening from government or from authority toward the public. Mm-hmm. So the traumatized child very easily understands that the safest place to be is with the tyrant.
Yeah.
And this is why our leaders are so mentally imbalanced, because they started off as mentally imbalanced children trying to reestablish their safety and security. So a lot of people are in pain. They're in fear, they're in panic, they're in trauma. And a lot of self-sabotage has to do with always going to find a way to sedate yourself to your pain.
Yeah.
And the pain we have, it's not, I tell people the easiest way to deal with this is to stop tranquilizing yourself and let the pain train run you over. And they sort of expect a delivery man to knock on the door and open the door and say, oh, you're traumatized because you were circumcised or you were left alone to cry at night. Because there's this famous medical doctor in the 70s, his name was Dr. Spock, as oddly enough. But he told parents to let their babies cry themselves to sleep. Mm-hmm. And we could take so many incidences where children are traumatized, and the traumatized child becomes the very, you know, in fear and panicked and very nervous adult. And when you bring an adult that's nervous and in trauma, and they don't really know what's going on, they just don't feel safe in the world, and you give them like a coffee, you're going to have a marriage made in hell right there. You're going to give them some wine because this allows them to relax,
yeah,
which is something that's supposed to be our natural state. And that's why children that are heavily abused, who have PTSD, you'll find that they're very self-destructive in the tranquilization, sedative drugs and alcohol category. And that's why a lot of people self-sabotage, is because when you try to get healthy and build a better life for yourself, there's a point where you have to stop killing yourself.
Yeah.
And if you're doing drugs or alcohol or coffee's a very powerful sedator. So caffeine's a powerful sedator. You have to remove yourself from all those tranquilizing substances. And the person might have 2 decades of trauma to work through their system. So as soon as they aren't numb, the pain train comes and just levels them.
Yeah.
And so the cravings that you hear people undergo, or you hear someone quit alcohol for 4 weeks and then they're on a, you know, this wild bender downtown and you're like, oh, poor John, you know, he really tried. He's down at the pub face down again. That's what's happening. And our society should be educating the children of our ancient origins of why they're treated so badly as well. And I don't know if we want to get into that. If you want to get into the ancient origins, there's certain books you can go and look up.
Yeah.
But children are believing that all this is completely normal. You know, the parent, this, say something like circumcision, it's designed to break the bond between child and adult. The child, people think, oh, the child didn't remember. He was sleeping through the circumcision. You can always reframe the trauma in any way you want to sort of please the ego. Children don't sleep through circumcision. They go into shock.
Yeah.
And a shock is a full withdrawal of the nervous system so as to lessen the pain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the child just goes into like almost like a beta state. They're not there to feel their environment, and that the child is taught immediately that this place is very unsafe, and that's being proven to affect the child negatively over their entire lifetime.
And would you say that the healthcare professionals, or most of them anyway, would be even unaware that the damage they're causing long term?
Oh, guaranteed the health professionals, if they knew what they were doing, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
They're doing it without their knowledge, and they're not aware that there's a very big structure that restricts them from knowing the truth. They're simply, they're getting corralled through a system where they're rewarded for repeating. The school system in the United Kingdom and in Canada and in the U.S. and many other former Commonwealth nations, or, you know, the head of the Commonwealth, the UK, these modern education systems are taken from the Prussian system. And the Prussian system was invented by the Prussian elite. The Prussian elite would try to tyrannically take over other lands with armies that they would pay. And the soldiers, which were boys, would just throw down their guns and leave the battlefield. So the Prussian elite went and had counsel with the leading psychologists of the day and said, we need to make an education system by which we produce a very large, kind of like a drone bot army that never questions their orders or directives. That's the education system we have. The nurses and doctors that you're alluding to are simply the best repeaters, which is the entire goal of the system. It's like a psychopathic sorting system where you're going to get the best repeaters, then you spin it the way you want. The doctor, the conventional medical doctor, is nothing but the best repeater. And that should be very obvious because they can't really make their clients healthy but they still have no ability to question what they're doing because that's been conditioned out of them by the system.
Yeah.
I think the cognitive dissonance, though, is phenomenal. I mean, I've got a close family member who's a nurse, and you can say anything. You can throw any evidence in the face. It's not going to happen. They're just not having it. I mean, why is that level of cognitive dissonance there? What drives that so much into people?
It's the fear of being wrong. That's it. So they were taught through, it's the same system we were just talking about a couple minutes ago. They've been taught that if you're wrong, you're punished. They've also subconsciously cataloged through their entire life every corrupt story in the newspaper and on the television, and every corrupt story was about a government official taking advantage of one of the public at large. Yeah. So her brain, you said it was your cousin?
A close family member, yeah. She'll listen to this.
Okay, so a close family member. Her subconscious already decided a very long time ago that she's going to identify with slave master because identifying with the slave is too dangerous. So in the world, her body, her mind has already identified the world as extremely dangerous. And she has subconsciously decided that the safest place for her is sitting on the left-hand side of slave master.
Yeah. Do you think there would be, it just seems that for those kind of people that there's no way out through the intellect, because they refuse any knowledge you hand to them. Would it be a case of they have to maybe meet pain to such a high degree to force change?
Evil spares no one.
Yeah.
And evil will come looking for them. And of course, evil is proven to come looking for the hospital care workers first and foremost. That's what the mandatory vaccinations are for, or the vaccine bullying of nurses, or the vaccine coercion that goes on. The closer you get the slave master, the more you have to prove your vow to the cult of cut, poison, and burn. And that's how you show your loyal foot soldiers that you take the vaccine poison and you vaccine poison your child. And it's simply a manifestation of ancient sacrifice. You're going to bring your child, put it on the new stainless steel altar of Molech, yeah, and you are going to sacrifice your child to gain favor with the tribe, except the tribe's completely inverted and perverted. It's just that person is such in a weakened state that they don't have any fight left in them.
Yeah.
And our systems are designed to make sure that the fight is conditioned out of us as much as possible. And the average person simply is scrambling. The school system has taught your family member no way to take care of herself. And the system offers very limited choice and then advertises it as free will. So your family member could have gone through the school system, and then she has 10 jobs to pick from. All of them are fabricated. You can poison the children. You can rehabilitate the poisoned children. You can bury the poisoned children. You can make policy that manages the poisoning of the children. And those are the only jobs she was ever offered.
Yeah.
And it's all advertised as, oh, you have so much freedom. May the odds be ever in your favor. It's like Hunger Games.
Yeah.
And she thinks, oh, I'm gonna take care of my family. This, and it's always advertised too as a noble profession. Mm. Oh, I'm a doctor, and everybody's supposed to kind of break way like the Red Sea and let this psychopath move through the crowd.
Yeah, interesting.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. And that's how inverted our society is the people who make us sick are paid the most, they're honored the most in our society. the two biggest problems in our society right now is a school system that rewards repeating and a media system that celebrates, supports, and promotes all the best repeaters as noble and altruistic. This is why we're in a massive problem today. That's a very big control grid to have to deal with.
As you've mentioned a few times, this all goes back thousands of years, doesn't it, to the cult of Dionysus and the cult of Aton, back to the ancient Egyptians. I've studied a lot of the work of Michael Tazarian, who goes into this in quite a lot of depth for people who are interested in that. Is there any specific people that you'd look into so people can actually go into that a bit further?
I think if you look into the cult of Aton or the cult of Saturn, there's a good book by, I think his name's Winky. His name is Winky. That's his first name. Prattney. And the book is The Devil Takes the Youngest. Right. And it goes back and reviews the child sacrificing cult. And this is the same cult you guys have had problems with in the UK, the pedophilia-based cult. It's generally, like, the cult of Aton focuses on the male aspect. It's more of not the male as a gender. You got to be very specific about that. It's the fun part, and it's always self-centered and always looking to please itself at the detriment of others. And this was actually a religion at one time, where there's no care for the earth after you're gone. There's no care for what you're doing to the children, what you're doing to the community. This is the primary religion of today's average human, but they think they're picking it out of free will, and they actually don't even know it's a religion. Mm-hmm. It's like the self-centered hedonism gone wild. And it's always about never making that rite of passage as well from a child to an adult, where the adult is supposed to care for the tribe. That's why everybody's sort of caught in this permanent childhood today. You know, you have 50-year-olds drunk at the pub. Yeah. You got 45-year-olds getting a new dragon tattoo down their arm. And, the guy just bought a new car, sports car, seats two, and he's got five kids. It just doesn't make any sense. But the people who are guiding our social engineers, as Michael Tesserio calls them, the architects of doom, they're driving our society in a way that mimics their ancient religious beliefs, where the average person is sort of a fully initiated member of the cult of Molech. They don't even know what the cult is. They don't know they're initiated. They don't know the cult exists, but they're full members anyway. They just have no idea what's going on. And this is how clever these people are. And that's why they used to have titles as sorcerer or magician or magi. It's not magic tricks like on the street. They know how to manipulate words. Circumcision was one of their ways. They'd manipulate the mind of a person by driving a very large shock of energy through the nervous system. And it's actually proven to distort the brain of the child because it's so much energy in the wrong way. It's almost like if you look over an infant and you have to go through the mind and wreck the mind, the best canal to do that is through the penis and up through the spinal cord. Because it transfers, it's like a lightning rod. It transfers the most energy. And if you measure the child's brain activity before and after circumcision, the brain is literally rewired for slave-like tendencies after the circumcision. In ancient Egypt, in Babylonia, the circumcision, more in Egypt than anywhere, was known as the mark of the slave. So if you got a slave, if someone lost a slave and he's trying to disguise himself and it was a male, he just pulled down his pants. And if his head is showing, you got your slave.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and if this sort of thing is not a misunderstanding of the science. It's not an accident. we're taught to destroy our children, and a lot of people are waking up to that. And and this is the way the cycles of the world happen. You get so much pain and so much ridiculousness that you literally turn around and say, okay, I got to turn the TV off now. This is getting too much.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's starting to happen a lot more now. But you mentioned vaccines as well. This has been quite new to me in the last 2 to 3 years. And having read a lot of your work, it's been, well, enough of 1 hour's reading has really raised some red flags. And obviously I haven't got children yet, but if I was to have, I'm in a long-term relationship, but if I was to have children, there would be a serious sit-down conversation with the girlfriend. So what advice would you give to somebody who is at that point where they know that something's not right, but they're kind of, they don't know enough, or they haven't got the time to go and research enough? So what advice would you give to somebody who knows it's not the right thing to do, but they're kind of, they've got too much trust into the healthcare system at the moment to really go against it, and they can't take the responsibility if something went wrong?
I would tell them the first thing you should do is sort of back away from the debate and focus on the average person who is sort of concerned about vaccines might have enough motivation to read a vaccine insert.
Yeah.
We'll go there. Don't forget, a lot of people don't care.
Yeah.
About what the research says in the first place. That's a whole other area of psychology where most people are vaccinating, even if you had the vaccine insert right in their face or delivered it to them, and the vaccine insert said the vaccine can kill your child, which they all say that, by the way, the average person doesn't care about that. And the reason they don't care about it is because they're vaccinating strictly because the society rewards the practice. Whether the person's going to get a better job or feel more comfortable in their government position, that they can say their kids are vaccinated, all the way to Aunt Mary not giving, you know, you say your wife a hard time down at the coffee shop. Everybody that complies with the slavery is rewarded and promoted. And they get kind of a very carefree walk through the tyrannical pyramid, you know, showing their badges. I vaccinated, you know? You know, and that's why, and we'll go back now to the research, to the vaccine insert, which again, most people don't care about. They're going to vaccinate their kids anyway, because oddly enough, they've been taught so little respect for their kids, they're vaccinating not for their children. They're vaccinating because it makes them feel better.
Yeah.
Because it gets them a job, because it makes them have an easier day down on the tyrannical farm.
Yeah.
And for that person, you can show them to you. You might have the slam dunk, all vaccine inserts are slam dunks, by the way. Because each vaccine insert is from the legal department of the vaccine maker. And each vaccine insert, without exception, will say it can kill or cripple your child for life. And why aren't people really concerned about that? Again, the other area of psychology, most people are acting on what benefits them simply because, A, they're self-centered. They're these religious indoctrinated people inside this cult, even the cult of Aton. They don't even know what that means, but it means they're so self-centered that they're going to put themselves and their personal stroke. They get like stroke from the society for vaccine poisoning their own children. And they would think in their mind that this is a good trade-off. That's actually what's happening with people who vaccinate. Now, for someone who's curious, if you go get the vaccine insert, that's the vaccine maker's official document that comes with every vaccine. Each vaccine insert will say, A, the vaccine can kill your child, either directly or indirectly. So some vaccine inserts list death directly, and some list conditions, secondary conditions that can inflict death over time.
Yeah.
So either indirectly or directly, each vaccine insert says the vaccine can kill your child.
Yeah.
All vaccine inserts as well say that the vaccine can cripple your child for life. A lot of vaccine inserts also list that the vaccine has never been proven to give the recipient resistance to disease. Mm. So when you do a vaccine trial and you vaccinate a research group, all they're testing for is antibodies. They don't send the vaccinated group out into the world to see who gets sick or not. Someone might say, well, isn't antibodies proof they're immune? No, because they've taken the blood of people who are sick, and sometimes they have the antibodies that are supposed to make them resistant to the disease that they already have. Hmm. It's so convoluted. But if someone really wanted to see just how fatal these vaccines are, all they have to do is go to the doctor, ask for a vaccine insert about 4 or 5 days before you're going to vaccinate, read it with enough time to ask questions, and understand what exactly are you doing. There's documented poisons inside vaccines. When is the last time something that was a documented poison in every page of science, when was the last time that substance could make your kid healthy? When's the last time you're at your grandmother's and she was serving everybody organic soup, but, you know, it killed three people at the table?
Yeah.
When's the last time something healthy could also kill you? And if that doesn't get your attention, you're probably already indoctrinated, fully fledged member of the cult of Aton, where you are going to vaccinate because it provides you as a parent a benefit and has nothing for the kid. You're not even considering the child. Most parents won't even take the time to read a vaccine insert, proving they don't care, proving that they are vaccinating because they themselves get a personal stroke from the society for doing so.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a satanic toll booth where you're driving in the society and you're 35 and you just had a kid, and you know the cult of cut, poison, and burn throws down right in front of your car and they say, would you like to throw your child in the change basket? And we'll lift the barrier up and you can go another 20 miles down the road, and you know, we're going to ask you to throw your kid in the change basket again at that time.
Yeah.
Will you sacrifice your child?
Yeah.
That really hits home and makes a lot of sense. I hope it does to the viewers too. What I'd say is for the parents out there that choose not to vaccinate, what's the most effective and natural ways of keeping their child sick free?
Well, my child's unvaccinated, never had one vaccine. She's never sick, but it's because we rule her with the same caring fist that pushed away the vaccines in the first place. Yeah. So if someone doesn't vaccinate but feeds their kid formula, or doesn't vaccinate and gives their kid takeout or takeaway, the kid's going to get sick. And of course, the kid's not getting sick because she or he didn't get injected with enough medical poison. The sickness is not a medical poison deficiency. If your kid is sick, whether they're vaccinated or not, it's because they're not getting enough nutrition in their diet. Yeah. And, you know, there's other avenues we could explore, but today, a lot of people aren't eating food plans that are nutritious enough to keep them alive or vital or have them thrive in the best of situations.
Yeah.
Okay. If someone wanted to learn what it's like to eat properly, they should go maybe read Paul Check's book, How to Eat, Move, and Be Healthy. So they understand not only are architects of doom or social engineers, you know, putting toxins in the vaccines on purpose, And they do that for the same reason they make poison out, you know, into everything, is that a diseased and dumbed down and disoriented public is just easier to rule. If you were in the business of ruling people, you have to understand, would you want them smart and strong, or would you want them dumb and weak?
Yeah. And what's the purpose of the ruling? Is it for monetary gain, just power? What is it actually for?
I believe simply you've been on vacation. It's great when someone cooks you your breakfast. You come back to the hotel room, the bed is made, right? You know, your lawn chairs are clean. Someone's raked the beach before you got there. All the seaweed is gone. And you get a couple weeks like that a year. These people, through their manipulations and sorcery, word magic, and, you know, corruption, they get that 12 months a year, every day of the week. This is what they get. They just want, they're very inept. If you study the ruling families, they're very inept. They don't know how to make a gun. They don't know how to fire a gun. You know, this is what the slave class is for, to cut their lawns, to make their weapons, to go fight their wars, to bring them their food. I mean, I know the queen, the queen had someone who wiped her bottom up to 20 years ago, I believe. Is this not correct? Are you not aware of that?
No, that meant no.
Yeah, you might want to look that up. I think it was called the bottom wiper. So what is the motivation? Well, their motivation is a vacation from the time they're born to the time they pass away. They don't want to work. They do want to work. They really work at screwing you over. They take your poisoning very seriously. They take your indoctrination very seriously. They're always working around the clock at that. But they have very leisurely lives. They can do whatever they want. They're exploiters. And in the cult of Aton, it's always about me, 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 all day, every day. So it sort of serves that emptiness that's inside them, controlling other people, manipulating sex on demand, things like this.
Yeah, I mean, the UK especially is like this, if there is such a thing, is like the center of paedophilia in the world. There's so much that goes on here. I know the UK's got a huge history behind it, like the Commonwealth, the royal family, as you say. The ruling families, as you said, a lot of that is in the European area. What can people do to step away from that elitism, if you like?
It's very simple. The power that they maintain over the slave class is through kind of a gutting, a deficit system. They're going to poison you and create a deficit health-wise. They're going to spiritually rupture you and gut you like a fish of your self-worth when you're very young. They're going to mentally beat you down. The first step is to reject all poisons that are coming out of the corrupt ruling pyramid. All the pesticides on the non-organic food, the Tylenol, the Red Bull. And don't ever think these are separate companies. The Lucky Charms, the Count Chocula. They know that if every company that was poisoning you had the sign of the crown on it, you might be like, hey, wait a minute. They're well aware that you can connect the dots. So that's why there's General Mills cereal. That's why there's Kellogg's. They're all on the same level. They're all on the level. That's what the Masonic compass and rulers for. They're all on the square. They're all on the level. I'm sure you've heard Michael Tesserian say that.
Yeah.
And they're all blood brothers. They're all related. They're all related through marriages. It could be nine generations, but their entire drive is to poison the slave class into this full lobotomy, where they can't connect the dots, they can't think properly, they're disempowered. And of course, by traumatizing the average person when they're, even before they're born, there's like 30% of the world are addicted to one thing or another, and that's all they care about. All they care about is their coffee or their drugs or their amphetamines or their cocaine or their alcohol. And it's many different levels. You can't disempower 8 billion people with just one plan. It has to be multifactorial. The best thing anybody can do listening to this, I mean, I would like people to get mad. I mean, it's about time they started getting in contact with their anger. Inside a world where if you're angry, there's something wrong with you. They're like, Jason, you're really angry. I'm like, yeah. Well, that's bad. I'm like, why? You should be getting angry. That if someone's trying to kill you, it's okay to defend yourself. It's all right. And, you kind of understand that if the local thug punches you in the side of the face down at the pub, that you get up and sock them back. But if, you know, there's some doctor walking by trying to stick you with a needle, you're like, oh, I'm sorry, no thank you. You sock him back too. And this is what people aren't understanding, is they're living in this complete illusion where how can they not be seeing that everything put on the dinner table before them is poisonous and disempowering? How can they be missing that? And if you want to gain your powers back, and the superpowers that lay within the human brain lay in this part, from my hairline forward, just this kind of frontal lobe area, it's a magical land if you can get here. You can only get there if you're calm and have proper nutrition, if you're healthy. And if you're unhealthy and you're in fear and panic and poisoned, this part of the brain is on. This is called the limbic brain or the reptilian brain. And even though they're only 6 inches apart in your skull, a world of difference in your life. This part of your brain is the most moronic, low IQ, violent, self-centered, hedonistic, psychopathic portion of your psyche. Now, everybody has one for very specific reasons. If you're getting mugged, say you're coming back from the pub and you're getting mugged, that part of the brain is activated instantly. It's very important to be psychopathic if you're getting mugged. Do you know what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah.
This is just one blade of the Swiss Army knife of blades that's inside. This is for your fight or flight. It's there to defend you. Morality does not live here. Morality lives here. Because if you're trying to defend yourself, you're not going to think about God. You're not going to think about the afterlife. You're not going to think about, is it okay to kill the guy that's trying to kill me? Your body makes adaptations for that. And that's where your energy will go when you're frightened. And our human farmers know that. It is so easy to govern someone if they're in the back of this, if you live and process your decisions through the limbic brain and the reptilian brain, because it's the child IQ portion as well. And it's also self-centered. So this is why they're putting coffee in all the movies. This is why they're putting pesticides all over the food. They're only vaccinating the kids to get them back here, if the kids happen to survive. A lot of them aren't surviving at all, that kind of assault. So they're permanently trying to brain damage every member of society. So they're either completely lobotomized or at minimum making their decisions out of the limbic brain, which are always going to be self-centered and shallow and hedonistic and immoral. And if everybody got healthy, it's a 6-inch journey only from the limbic system to what's called the human brain, or what I call the adult brain. It might be the hardest journey of your life, but this is where our humanity can be saved. Is if everybody, if a doctor can get into this brain, there's no way they're going to start keep administering poisons. Because you become one with the tribe at that point.
Obviously, this kind of thing has been going on for years. Where do you see, just from your opinion, where do you see humanity heading? Can you see a shift in, can you see like a wake up, a general wake up in the, through the masses?
Yeah, I can see a shift. I can't predict the future. Some days you come home hopeful, and some days you come home and you load the guns that you have in your closet.
Yeah.
You don't really know. It's an exciting time to be alive. you get to watch all these events unfold. You can, the internet gives us great power to influence each other for benefit or for detriment. Yeah. I try to make people pay attention a little bit more to what's going on. Health is always the answer. Yeah. If you can get a person healthy who's not even listening to you, their brain, when functioning here, will take care of everything else. You won't have to convince them.
Yeah.
And if we can keep going and getting healthy, the natural brain functions that are inside what's called the human brain, where morality lives, where ethics live, where care for the tribe takes over, always thinking of self first, it'll naturally heal itself. But we have to make sure, as a tribe, we have to understand that we are being poisoned on purpose. This isn't sort of profit gone wrong or misunderstanding of science. Our governments and the corrupt people who run them take our poisoning as their top priority, only because they know that if we ever gallop that 6-inch journey, it's game over for them. Yeah. Absolutely game over.
The deck falls.
They will fall if people get in touch with their true humanity. Some ancient scriptures say this part of the brain has direct access to the Godhead.
That'd be the pineal gland, would it?
It's the last part of the brain that they said that was formed. Mm-hmm. It's where all our higher standards are kept.
And it's the back of the amygdala, is it?
The back is like the limbic brain. It's sort of a very small portion of the brain on the top of the spinal cord, like an ice cream cone.
Right.
And I don't know if they call it the reptilian brain because it's so stunned, but it is the worst of ourselves 24 hours a day. And having a coffee, for example, has been proven to activate the limbic brain for 3 weeks minimum.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Big problem.
Yeah.
Big problem.
What about the electromagnetic fields that are everywhere now with Wi-Fi and mobile phones and that sort of thing? Because, I mean, I sit here and I use my phone all the time. I try and use my headphones whenever I can and whatever to keep the phone away from me. But they do serve a decent purpose in order to communicate, like we're talking here over internet connection and whatever. Where is that line that we cross?
Yeah, that one's a difficult one to assess. The research on the Wi-Fi has been out a long time. It's not good. The people who invented it as a weapon. They know it's not good. It's just one of those things where there are people sitting in groups saying, what's the worst thing we can do to these people? And someone forwarded the Wi-Fi radiation and everybody voted yes. And this is what has really happened. That's why everybody has the phones on them, and nothing is by free will or free market. There is no free market. You're only given access to what they want you to have. I am speaking to you right now from a wired computer. And I don't, my cell phone is downstairs. I don't keep it on my person. I've written an article called I think The Dangers of Wi-Fi Radiation and the Solutions. So I go over the solutions about how to mitigate the cell phone radiation damage, but it is damaging, and people have to understand that. Even in California, just about 2 months ago, they've come out with a warning only because a regular citizen sued the government to expose that they were well aware that I think it's within 3 inches, it's going to be a big cancer causer.
It's literally everywhere. The amount of people that sleep with it next to under the pillow or next to the head, keep it in the pocket all day long. Girls down the bras, we even see. It's unbelievable. And they're just completely blinded by it. It's just not even.
It's your very typical agenda of the ruling class. Mm. So they, if you're also living in the limbic brain. The limbic brain has another very dangerous characteristic. It bases things on emotion and not logic. So this is the logic part of the brain. This is the emotional. So that's why people has their phones next to them, because it creates an emotional bond for them.
Yeah.
So our social engineers know to like sprinkle emotion over here, and like rats, most humans come over and eat it up. This is a prototypical trap where it seems like there's some sort of benefit. Mm-hmm. And there kind of is, but it's based more on emotion than on logic. Like, how do you think the signals are getting from you to me? Right? And what kind of effect does that have? Don't forget, in the Czech Institute, they do teach that all your cells use the same frequency to communicate with each other as the cell phones. Except the cell phone is a million times louder, and that's why it causes so much deformity in the tissue, because the cells can't hear themselves talk to each other. So every cell divides. Like if I scrape my nose, or say I scrape my eyeball, okay, and I scrape my cornea, just in a minor way, a stem cell is going to come and put itself there, and the cells talk to each other. They look around and say, okay, what are you? Well, what are you? And they say, well, I'm a cornea cell. And so that cell turns into a cornea cell. But if they can't hear each other talking, they don't have a way to mitigate their cellular division. Mm-hmm. And that's why there's so much mutation in the tissue around cell phone radiation, because the cells can't hear themselves communicate. I hope that makes some sense.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It is, yeah. I never heard of that. It's interesting to know, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you feel is, let's say for the next 10 years, for example, what can people do to create the best life for themselves and their family moving forward? I mean, let's talk about work, for example. People go 9-to-5 job because they don't know any other way.
Right.
We sort of don't, we're not employed. We sort of work for ourselves because we feel it's a freedom. Do you feel like the 9-to-5 work is part of that system, that systematic grounding, if you like?
I think the 9-to-5 work for someone else might be the problem. Eventually, if someone gains, you know, starts to tap into their own unique talents, that they're still going to work maybe 9-to-5, maybe even longer.
Yeah.
It's sort of that soulless existence that can eat away at someone over time and develop addictions.
Yeah.
If someone has a meaningless life, they're more prone to addiction when they come home. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to university anymore to learn anything.
Agreed, yeah.
You can be a stockbroker. You can be. Yeah. You can learn absolutely everything you need to learn in a couple weeks on the internet to be a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
I remember for me, I have several businesses, and some I had some people doing some advertising for me on say Facebook, and one day I just said, you know what? I want to know if I'm really getting the best return. So I went and Googled how to advertise on Facebook. I hired a guy for $100 an hour to teach me how to do it, taught me how to make ads on Facebook, what's the best thing, how to read the numbers that come back, the analytics. And I'm making tens of thousands more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what comes on my plate these days. I do it myself. I learn off YouTube. I learn off maybe another guru. I might have to invest maybe $300-$500 at a time. But I'm getting where I want to go very quickly. And I've always worked for myself. But if someone hasn't worked for themselves, first thing, again, get healthy so that your brain works. If you're trying to run a business from the limbic brain, you're not going to do very well. If you're up here, don't forget, most people are in business right now are already in the limbic brain. So just get healthy. You can totally outsmart them. They're, you know, you'll be the most vicious competitor because you'll have your full brain about you.
Yeah.
When you make decisions, they're going to be very accurate. If anybody feels like they want to have more to their life, they have to discover their unique talents. They have to learn. I mean, if you want to earn more, you have to learn more. But you don't have to go to university anymore or college for 2-to-4 years. Just figure out something that you like doing and start specializing in it. Yeah. It doesn't matter what it is.
It comes back to health again, doesn't it? No matter what you do in life, you can't get away from the fact that you have to be healthy.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
I was up today. I was up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to work all the way to 8 o'clock tonight, and I still got lots of energy.
Yeah.
How can you do that unless you're healthy?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Because most people, a lot of people do the 9 to 5 and that's it. They're having to use coffee 3, 4, 5 times a week just to keep them getting through the 9 to 5 job. So that's the best way to start. Get healthy.
What about, you know, people who go into health clubs and that sort of thing? They go there, generally speaking, to lose body fat or lose weight. But that isn't actually what they need, is it? They need a lot. In fact, the last place they need to be is in a gym a lot of the time, isn't it?
Yeah.
We like to focus our energy in the wrong direction just to prove to us that we're trying, but we don't like changing as well. We like to show everybody that we're trying to put our best foot forward, but we're actually very afraid of change. Going to the gym after eating a poor diet, yeah, it's the worst thing you can do. It's like racing an Indy car around the track with a gas tank full of water. You're going to break the engine. And a lot of people in our society, the pressure, and it's never to blame the average person, because they're just doing what everybody else is doing. But what everybody else is doing is being dictated for us. Mm-hmm. Our society has been taught that if you try to be more, everybody attacks you. And if you're sort of mediocre, it's the safest zone. So I call it the safe zone agenda. In our society, the average person is very afraid to lose weight, because the average person now is 200 pounds.
Yeah.
So if you're 180, you know, you're a skinny bitch. And in 10 years, if you're 280, you're going to be a skinny bitch. Because the average is going to be 380. it's like a whack-a-mole table. Do you know the whack-a-mole game? It's if you dare stick your head out in our society and dare to dream beyond the government indoctrination, you get the whack in the head. It's worse than that, because they keep lowering the whack-a-mole table. So you're kind of sneaking down all the time, trying to destroy and self-murder your own dreams just to fit in with the mediocrity.
I think Australia call it tall poppy syndrome. If the poppy grows too tall, they rip the poppy out or something like that.
They're always trying to beat you down, which had some benefit in ancient tribes. You didn't want anybody getting too cocky or too male energy. Today, though, the standards are so low. If you even dream of, not vaccinating your child working in the government, you're just going to get the whack in the head.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to dream outside the matrix.
Yeah. So it's almost like if you want to make a change, don't do what everybody else is doing.
There's a lineup, walk the other way.
Yeah.
Avoid the crowds. And if the government's saying it's safe, go the other way in a hurry before someone handcuffs you and does it to you anyway.
Yeah, I was listening to one of your videos a few weeks back, and it was when you said something like, if in the next year the government decides to make all vaccines illegal, will everybody stop vaccinating?
Would the pro-vaxxers start going into the black market to smuggle in vaccines because their trust or love of vaccines is so deep? No, they wouldn't, because those people who are pro-vaccine, the reason they're vaccinating is because they're reflexively obedient to government.
Yeah, that's ultimately.
There is no research proving vaccines are safe and effective. So if the government said to not vaccinate, they would immediately not vaccinate, proving that, you know, they're not basing their decision on rational thought. They're just basing it on tyrannical government directives.
Yeah.
And they're so weak, they can't resist those government directives, even if the directive is targeting their own child with a needle full of poison. I mean, how weak is that? How inept? I mean, does God go in the facepalm every day looking down at this, where you're trying to send strong adults down to the planet to protect the children, and the adults are so weakened, they're like wet paper bags, that they allow evil full access to their own children. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, we're coming up to the hour mark now. Obviously, by trade, you're a health coach. Would you be able to, just as an overview, I know we could go into a lot of detail with it, but just talk a little bit about somebody just trying to make a start to become healthy. So if someone, say, is 300 pounds and they just want to make a start somewhere, and they come across one of your posts on Facebook and they just feel overwhelmed, it's too much to do, it's too much to take on, is there a best place to start? Is it just removing the toxicity or...
It's all about baby steps. When we went to the Czech Institute to learn, Paul Czech gave us numbers where we could order organic tobacco because it's better than regular tobacco. And I suggested if someone's drinking vodka, have them start with organic vodka.
Yeah.
Any sort of improvement where less toxins and less poisons are entering the system, you get the body awakening and cleaning itself up. Yeah. If someone's having organic corn pop, like regular corn pops for breakfast, if they had organic corn pops, if they were having regular milk, they go to organic milk. Yeah. They have regular gummy bears, maybe they go to organic gummy bears. Just whatever baby step they can take, knowing that poisons and toxicity are the problem, also knowing that the forces that masquerade as your altruistic government is trying to poison absolutely everything that you put your hands on. Eventually, you're going to have to make a bit of a quantum leap once you get enough energy, because you have to build the energy to change.
Yeah.
Changing and the energy you're going to need is to fight the herd. Because when you go down to 200 pounds from 300, imagine all the whack-a-mole mallets beating down on your head because you're trying to make a better life for yourself.
Yeah.
And if you're a parent and you're not going to vaccinate, you're going to have a huge fight on your hands with all the other drone bots and all the lemmings that are jumping off the cliff trying to drag you with them. You're going to have a lot of energy to struggle with that.
Yeah.
And nutrition that's only found in whole organic live food is the only thing in the world, other than sleep and water, it's the only thing that can build energy in your system.
Yeah.
There is no magic pill. It's just you have to start eating real food. Food made on a farm, not made in a factory.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you. Is there anywhere in specifically that people can find you?
If they like my material, if they really want to find me, they can go to Jason Kristoff on Facebook. There's a couple pages already that are closed down with my face on it. They go find me on Facebook. The page that is valid has a picture of me, my wife, and my child on a sailboat. And then they can go, I have an archive of my articles at jkristoff.com, just the one letter J, jkristoff.com, where I archive all my articles.
Perfect.
Jason, thank you very much. Thanks for your time.
You're very welcome, Alex. Russ, thank you for having me on, and keep awakening people there. I'm proud of you.
Thank you very much, and yourself. All the best. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.